We are on the bottom of Samach Vav Amud Beis, the last line, the third to the last word on the line. We had just finished discussing what somebody should do, different remedy to do if somebody has a fever, a daily fever. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, l'ishisa tilsa. If somebody has a fever that recurs every third day, not every day, every third day, what should you do? So Gemara is going to say a very elaborate procedure to get rid of this fever. Lysi Shiva Sylvie, you should take 7 branches, Mishiva Dikli, from 7 palm trees, Vishiva Tzivi, and seven splinters of wood, Mishiva Kishuri, from 7 different beams, Vishiva Sichi, and 7 pegs, Mishiva Yigushuri, from 7 different bridges, Vishiva Katimi, and 7 either handfuls of or just little remnants of 7 portions of ash, Mishiva Tanuri, from 7 different ovens, Vishiva Ofri, and 7 portions full of dirt, Mishiva Sanri, from 7 doors, from the spot where the door connects to the ground, the spot where the door goes into the ground. That spot, take the dirt from that spot. Vishiva Kufri, and 7 Kufri, 7 portions of pitch, Mishiva Arbi, from 7 different ships, Vishiva Buni Kumuni, and 7 portions of cumin, the spiced cumin. It's either 7 pinches or 7 handfuls. Vishiva Beni Midikna de Kalba Saba, and 7 hairs from the beard of an old dog. Take all this stuff. Let's rinhu b'chalola de Beit Savara b'nira barka, and tie it up by the opening of the neck by your shirt with a hair, and then you'll get cured from the fever that afflicts you every third day. Amar Rabbi Yochanan leishda tzimirta, for a fever that's called tzimirta, which Rashi says is chole shemachamemes, it makes you very hot. The kodachas es haguf. Kodachas is the word from the tochacha, some kind of fever that makes your entire body very hot. So lishkal sakina dekula parzala, you should take a knife that is all made out of metal. Velezel lehecha deika vardina, and go to the place where there is the vardina. The vardina is the same bush as the sneh. You don't have to go to the actual sneh. We don't know if that's still around in the Sinai Desert. You don't have to go there, but you have to go to a sneh. The liktar be nira barka, and tie onto it a hair. Yoma kama, and on the first day that you go, lichrog be porta, you should notch it a little bit. Volema, and say vayar malach Hashem elav. The pasuk that when Hashem appeared to Moshe by the sneh. Lamachar, the next day, lichrog be porta, you do that same notching again to the sneh. Volema, and say v'yomer Moshe asur na v'era. Right, when Moshe said, I'm going to turn and look at that sneh. And Rashi says that the end of the pasuk is the key, where it says lo yivar hasneh, that the sneh wasn't being consumed, like my fever is not being consumed. Lamachar, on the third day, lichrog be porto, you do the same thing again. You take away, you notch a little bit the sneh. V'leman zeh v'yar Hashem kisar liros. And then, just like the fever is good, just like the sneh left, so too the fever should leave. Amalei Ravacha bered the Ravol of Ashi v'lema, but he should say v'yomer, that the pasuk there says al tikruv halom, don't come here because Rashi says shelo yikruv zeh hacholi elav, just that the holy should no longer come unto me. So Gemara says you're right. El yomakam, on the first day lema v'yar malach Hashem elav v'yomer Hashem, you should say the first two pesukim. L'machar, on the second day, Leima v'yar Hashem, kisar liros. U'lamachar, on the third day, v'yomer Hashem, al tikrov halom. Fine. V'chi pasak le, when you finish this, litzei v'lifsike, should bend down and cut off this sneh at its root. V'leima hachi, say as follows. Hasneh, the sneh. Lav mishom de gavohis mikol ilone, not because you were the tallest tree, Ashri HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinte Alach, that Hashem find it fortunate to rest his Shechina on you. Ela mishum de meyaches mikol ilani asher kodesh baruch hu shechinta alav. But rather, you're the lowest of the lowest bushes that Hashem decided to be fortunate to rest on you. V'chihechi dechamise ishesa l'chananya mishol v'azaria. And just like Hananiah and Mishael and Azariah were met with fire, the arikas min kadmohi, and the fire ran away from them, meaning it didn't harm them. Cain, so too, tachmine eshasa leploni bar plonis, just like I am being visited now with a fire, with a fever, visi arok min kadmohi, let it go away from me as well. And that's what you do if you have that kind of fever. Lasimta, if someone has a simta, it's another kind of disease. Rashi says it's boils, right? Fine. Lemahachi should say as follows: baz bazia, mas masia, kas kasia. These are words that don't really have meaning, but Rashi says that they have a little bit of meaning. Baz bazia means that it should be ripped, and kas kasia and mas masia means it should be healed. And kas kasi is a means it should be crushed. Anyway, sharloi v'armaloi, those are names. Ilan malachim de'ishtalchu be'ar de'sedom. These are the malachim that were sent from Sedom. Ula asa shechina ki'even. And they were sent to heal the boils that are very painful. Rashi says these are not malachim that were sent from Sedom. It's just part of the incantation. It's just part of what you say. These words don't have any real meaning. And then you say more things that don't have any meaning. Bezach, bezich, baz bezich, mas masich, kamun, kamuch. Fine, these words don't have any meaning. They're just part of the incantation. Then you say, enich bach, don't change any color. In other words, boils, don't spread. Asrich bach, stay right where you are. Zarich kikolut, you should be. Have seed like a kolot, which is something that doesn't have any offspring. It can't produce ukeparada like a mule. The lo par velo ravya, it can't have any offspring. Kach, so too lo tifra velo tirba. You boil should not spread on my body. The gufi de ploni bar plonis, in the body of myself, and he should say the name. Fine, and again that is an incantation to get rid of the boils. Lakipa, if somebody's visited with shadim. Rashi says it's shadim. The first cut of Rashi is it's babuos, which is another kind of boil. Then he says veloshen rabosa lekipa shekafuhu shade. He was seized by a shade. So if he's seized by a shade, lein b'hachi, you should say as follows: cheref shalufa, the sword is drawn, the kala natusha, and the plowshare is ready. Lo shmeya yochov chalin mach oven. Lo Shmei Yochav, the name Yochav, Cholin Machoven, it's going to heal the sicknesses. Lashida Le Mahachi, and to the shade you should say, Havet Depakek Havis, you should be stopped up, you should be. Laita, you should be cursed, Tavor, broken, Umeshumas, destroyed, Bartit, the son of clay and dirt, Bartame, son of Tomei, Bartina, the son of dirt, of garbage. Kishamgaz, Mark, Marigaz, all the names. Fine. Fine. Vistemoy. And it should be healed. Lashida de Beis Hakise, to the shade of the Beis Hakise, special shade in that visited the bathroom. Lemahach, you should say as follows. Akarkofi da'ari, the head of the lion. Va'a'usi de Giryaisa, and the nostril of the female lion, Ashkachton Lushidoi Bar Shrik Bar Shiriki Panda, is found by the name of this shade. Bimishra de Karti Chavte, in the field of Karti of Leek, in the field of Leek I smote him. Belua de Chamra, with a jaw of the donkey, Chatrise, I hit him. And okay, that ends the discussion about all these incantations. I there's something to say on these because we don't understand them. We're gonna have in about 5 more minutes. It's gonna get a lot more unusual. But then I have a little bit to say. Can't say one thing. I mean, there are Rishonim and Achronim who say that you should not even forget the fact that these won't work today. Shouldn't even attempt to try, because if you do attempt and they're not gonna work, you're gonna come to poke fun at the Chachamim and say it's all nonsense. This was all all tested, all tried, all accurate. The Rambam even says, we're going to have it in a minute, the Rambam even says that these things that, if they were for refuah, they were all based on nature. Because that's Kedarko, his shita, he was very, very big into nature, and he was very, very big rationalist, and he says, even though we can't think how this could be natural, somehow it must have been. And we'll see more about it in 5 minutes. But the Gemara goes off to a slight tangent, where it says, well, the next part of the Mishnah was, Ubnei Malachim Bezugin. Bnei Malachim can go out wearing bells. Right? And then the Gemara, and then the Mishnah said, everybody can go out wearing bells. Just normally, Bnei Malachim are known to wear bells. So, Mantana, who's the Tana that allowed wearing bells? What's the problem? Rashi says, because they're going to laugh at you if you wear bells. And you're going to come to take them off and carry them. So, who's the Tana that says that? Amar Reb Oshia, Reb Shimon, he. No, it's really Reb Shimon. Why? Because he said, Kol Yisrael B'nei Malachim Heim. Every Jew is considered a Ben Melech. Every Jew is a prince. So we just don't know that we are princes, but we really are. So if we wear a garment that has bells on it, nobody's going to laugh because hey, that's royalty, and we're all royalty. Rav Amar, Rav says you don't even have to come on to that. You can just do something much more simple. It's Ba'ari B'Ksuso. It's where the bells are sewn onto the garments. So if they're sewn onto the garments, A, you're never going to take them off, because even if they laugh at you, you're not going to take them off, because they're sewn on. And B, they might not laugh at you, because it's a design. So that's okay. V'divri HaKol, and it's going according to everybody. Fine. The next Mishnah. This is the last Mishnah in the sixth parak of Masechta Shabbos. Yotzin bebeitzas hachargal. You're allowed to go out on Shabbos with the egg of a locust, with the egg of a grasshopper. That's right, Stewie King, just in time. You're allowed to go out with the egg of a grasshopper on Shabbos. Ubashain shul, and with the tooth of a fox. You're allowed to wear that on Shabbos too. Ubimasmar minhatsaluv, and you're allowed to go out on Shabbos with the nails from the gallows. Right, the nails from the gallows that we used to nail up the people. I'm wondering if this is a cross, but it's the nails of the gallows where they would take the nails after the body was taken down. They would take those nails. Why? Mishum refuah. All this is for refuah. Divrei Reb Meir, that's Reb Meir Shita, which by the way is the Rebbe Paskin. The Mechaber brings this down the halacha, that you're allowed to go out with all these on Shabbos, because they're all Mishum Refuah. The Chachamim Osrin, the Chacham say it's Osir, Af Bechol, even during the week. Why? Mishum Darkei HaMori, because it's the Derech of the Amorim. That right, Rashi reminds us, the Pasuk says, U'mechukoseihem lo seilechu, you cannot follow in their ways. If you do anything that doesn't have a reason, right? This is what generally Darkei Amori means. If you do something that doesn't have a reason, because you're copying the Goyim, that is the Aveira of B'chukisei Lo Seilechu. If you're doing something that the Goyim do that does have a reason, and it's not something silly, like wearing clothes and all these types of things that everyone does that, then it's not a problem. It's only talking about things that are unusual, that things that are strange, and they serve no purpose. So, the question is, if they're for refuah, we're going to have it in a minute, then it's not a problem of Darkei Amori, if it's a tested method. Sorry. So in Siman Shin Aleph, Sif Chav Zayin, the Mechaber Paskins, Yotzin Beis HaSachargel, you're allowed to go out with such an egg, Ubashein Shel Shul, and with the tooth of a fox, Ubamasmar Hatzolov, and with the nails of a gallows, Bein Bechol, Bein B'Shabbos, even during the week, even if it's on Shabbos. The Ein Bo Mishum Darkei Amori. And there's no problem of Darkei Amori, of copying the Goyim. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that in those days, these things were for refuah, and they have the din of a Kameya Mumcha. Right? You don't carry these in your hand, you wear them. They have the din of a Kameya Mumcha, and they're allowed to go out, and the Mishnah Berurah says kishen tuluy in alav, when you're wearing them around your neck, you can't carry them in your hand.
But when the Mechaber was flying
right,
those things didn't work
anymore. Right, they didn't work anymore. Right, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to get to that in a few minutes. Okay, so the Gemara says, Yotzim Beis HaSachargal, you can go out with the egg of a of a grasshopper. Why? To avdila shichla, because they help for ear problems. They have an ear problem, they help. Ubashain, some kind of ear disease. Ubashain shel shul, and with the tooth of a fox. To avdila shinsa, because they help for someone who has sleeping disorders. Dichaya, if it's from the tooth of a live fox. Leman denoyin, it'll help for somebody who sleeps too much. Can't keep awake. The misa, but if it's from a dead fox, it's leman delo naiv, from somebody who has insomnia who can't sleep. Okay. Ubemizmar min hatzalov, where you take the nails off the gallows. What for? To avdi lezirpa. You use it for swelling. Somehow you put that on the wound, it heals for swelling. Now mishum refuah divrei Reb Meir. So Reb Meir said, if you're doing it for refuah, then there's no problem of darki amori. Abaya and Rava, the Omri Tarvaihu, Abaya and Rava both said together, Kol Dover Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah, anything that has Refuah, anything that works, it's tested to work. Not just you think it's Refuah, but it's tested. Ein Bo Mishum Darki Ho Amori. It's no Isser of Darki Amori. Let's look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Sheyesh Bo Mishum Refuah, Sheniris Refuah So, right? Kigon, for example, Shtias Kos, Vitech, one second, one more line of the Gemara. Ha'ein bo mishum refuah, but if there's no refuah, yesh bo mishum darki ha'amori. Then there is a problem of darki ha'amori. If it's for refuah, it's okay. And if it's not for refuah, it's not okay. So Rashi says, kigon lachash, for example, an incantation, she'ein nikr shehi merape, because it's not recognizable that it does anything. Yesh bo mishum darki hamori. That's a problem. Zaki mori bit me. That's the Gemara's question. So the Rashi asks, "What do you mean incantation? We just spent the past daf, past Amud and Amud Beis from yesterday, all about incantations." So the Rashi says Rashi must mean it's talking about incantations that we know do not work, because all these we said do work. So if they don't work, then they're a problem. I mean, there's no other way to really. Rashi must have meant that, because what else is Rashi saying? So the Gemara said that if it's for darki amori, if it's for refuah, it's okay. And if it's not for refuah, it's not okay. V'atanya, but we have a brisa that says, Ilan shemashir peirosav, if somebody has a tree that it gets ripe very, very fast, and the fruit gets ripe so fast that they fall off and rot, so you want to slow down. You want to slow down the process of the planting, of the fruit getting ripe. You want to slow that down so that the fruit don't rot. So what do? Sokro besikra, you tie a red, something red, you paint red around the tree. Vitono b'avonim, and you weigh down the branches with stone. So the Gemara says, Bishlom atono b'avonim, weighing down the branches with stone, that makes perfect sense. Why? Ki hecheh d'lechilchush, because you're going to weaken the tree by weighing it down with stone. You're going to weaken the tree, so it's going to have more. It's going to take more effort for it to produce the fruit, and therefore it's not going to produce them so fast, and your problem's going to be solved. Ela sokro besikra, my refuah ka'avid. Putting a red something, what is that? What refuah is that? So the Gemara says, you're right, you're not doing it for refuah. It's not a problem of darkei mori. The only reason you're doing it is kihechi delechazye inchi, so people should see you're having tsaris, you're having problems, really boil a rachami, and they'll daven for you. They'll daven for you. It's nothing to do with darki amori, nothing to do with superstition. You just want people to know that you're having problems with your parnasa, and they should daven for you. Kidatanya, like we learned in a braisa, that it says by the Metzora, v'tome tome yikra. That they should announce, by the way, that guy's tome. So why are they announcing that? Tzarech lohodia tzairo l'rabim, you should announce his tzar to the rabim, and the rabbin will daven for this person that he should get cured from the tzaras. So there's 3 points here. First of all, we had this already in brachas. There's no comparison between the davening of the rabbin and the davening of a yofet. So the more people that know about it and the more people that daven, the better chance of getting answered it is. The Zohar says that a mitzora, somebody who spoke lashon hara, is so despised by Hashem that Hashem doesn't even listen to his davening. That's why you have to have other people daven for him. I'll tell you about other people. Hashem won't listen. That's why when Miriam got Saraz, Moshe had to daven for her. She couldn't daven herself. Why couldn't she daven herself? Hashem help me. Because Hashem doesn't listen to the davening of a Mitzorah, because Hashem is so disgusted by the behavior. Another thing I saw was that since the Metzora is sent b'chutz l'machane, so nobody knows he's a Metzora. Nobody knows where he is. What happened to him? He went on a trip. No one knows. Oh, he's locked up. He's a Metzora. So they would announce, by the way, so-and-so's a Metzora. Daven for him. So even it's even a practical inyan. Amar Ravina. So Ravina says, just like we would tie red paint on the tree, we would smear it, kiman talinan kufse bedikla, so they would hang a bundle of dates, on a tree that was having problems producing dates. Here it was producing it too late. So they would have problems with the date trees, so they would hang some dates on the tree, and that would be a simon that this tree is having problems, the parnassa is suffering, and people should daven for him. Fine. Kihai Tana, like he holds like the same Tana that we just said about announcing for the Metzora. Tani Tani Tana Beperek Amaroi Kabedrov Kiabarovin. They learnt the Perek Amaroi. Rashi says that it's the Prokim in the Tosefta of Shabbos that discuss all the things you're not allowed to do because of Darkei Amori. They discuss it all. Amale, and he said, Kulhu Ispuhu Mushum Darkei Amori. Everything that I'm going to say right now is under the Isser of Darkei Amori, Labar Mehani, except for the following one. It's really two. Following one and two is not Darkei Amori. It's a tested method, and it's okay. The rest of it is all superstition. What is it? Mishiesho Etzem Begrono. If somebody has a bone stuck in his throat, Mevi Meoso Hamin, they take the same bone from the same min, from the same species that's in his throat, and they put that on his head. V'lema, hachia, they should say as follows. Chad, chad, nachis, bela, belach, nachis, chad, chad. One, go down and swallow, right? Nachas, then it should be swallowed, benachas, with ease, and it should be swallowed. And then you say it again, bela, nachis, chad, chad. Ein bo mishum darkei hamori. That's not a problem of darkei hamori. So the question I thought was, so in Erev Yom Kippur, right, we all know that the reason why you say the Al-Khaitz before the Suda HaMavsekes is because maybe a bone is going to get stuck in your throat and you're not going to live. So at least you had a chance to say it once. So, but if this is a tested method of having that problem solved, so like how could that happen? I don't know. I didn't see anyone who asked that question. I just thought of it myself. Could be a tiny bit of a question. But La'adra L'yama, if somebody has a fishbone stuck in his throat, Hachi, he should say as follows. Ninatsa kimachat, you got stuck like a needle, right? Ninalsa kitris, it's closed up like a shutter. Shaya shaya, go down. And again, these are the only two that work. The rest of them, it's all superstition, as we're about to start. Ha'omer, if somebody says, God Gadi, the constellation of God should protect me. V'sunak lo ashki uboshki. It shouldn't sleep at night or by day. It shouldn't be weary. Meaning it should always protect me. Someone says that. Yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. That is a practice of the Amorim. Doesn't necessarily only mean the nation of the Amorim. It means any nation, any guy, any nation that has superstitious practices that don't work at all. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, God eino el loshon avodah zarah. Now, if you say that, that's even worse. That's literally avodah zarah. Why? Shenemar, because we have a pasuk in Yeshaya, ha'orachim lagad shulchan, that they would set a table for the idol. So you see that this is literally an idol. By you arousing the name of the idol, Rashi explains. He's going to explain it in a minute. You should not mention the names of avodah zarah, especially if it's for purposes of avodah zarah. Even for non-purposes of avodah zarah, people say you shouldn't have mentioned the names. Just that they shouldn't be floating around in the world. But certainly if it's for the avodah zarah purposes itself. Hu b'shma v'hi b'shmo. This was a custom. Rashi says that they would do this for nichush. They would do this for magic. The husband would call the wife by his name, and she would call him by her name. They would reverse the names, and that somehow that was magic. I think it was the Aruch of the Ben Yehoyada. He says no, it wasn't that. He says that they would do this. There were shadim in the world that would only gravitate toward one species. Some shadim would only bother women. Some shadim would only bother men. So if you call each other by the different name, it would throw the shadim off, and the other shadim wouldn't go near you either because they knew the truth. So you wouldn't be bothered by shadim at all. So I'm not sure why is that Darkei Amori. You're not doing that for any magic. You're doing that to protect yourself from the Shadim. Maybe the whole thing is Darkei Amori. So, you know, the Shadim were there, and you're somehow you're involved with Shadim, which is something that we don't generally try to do. That's what I think was the Ben Yehoyada who brought that down. Fine. Ha'omri, if someone says, so Yeshua Mishab Darkei Amori, changing the names is Darkei Amori. Ha'omri, if someone says, Dono Doni, my barrels should be strong. Right? My wine, my barrels should be strong. Yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. All that's also darkei ha'amori. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, ein don el loshan avodah zarah. The word don means avodah zarah when used in the context of avodah zarah. Don is a name. I have a cousin named Don. Shneimar, because it says, hanish boyim ba'ashmos shomron v'amru, where they would say, chay elokecha don, long live the God of Don, the God Don. So you see that it's a God. Ha'omer, if someone says, la'orev, if someone says to the raven, tzarach, you should cry, shriek, croak, Ula Urvita, and to the female raven, Shariki, you should also scream out, Tahzirili Zanvech Latova, and you should turn your tail to me for good. Yesh bo mishum darki ho amori. That's also under the category of darki amori. Omer, if someone says, Shachatu Tarnagal Zeh, slaughter this chicken, Shekara Arvis, because it crowed like a raven. Some say because it crowed at night, it's the first one that crowed. It crowed the earliest. So there's something wrong with it. Or of a tarnagolet, that tarnagol, that's a hen, a rooster. Or of a tarnagolet, or a chicken, shakara givaris, that it crowed like a male. Yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. That is a problem of darkei ha'amori. If you look, there's a little aleph over there, right? Ha'omer shachto. And if you look in Simon kuf ayin tes, In Shulchan Aruch and Yeridaya, the Ramah quotes over there that no, if you have a chicken in your house like that, you can kill it, you can shecht it to get it out, and the Nosei Kelim over there quote a Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, who in his tzavah to his family, he has a lot of things in there that we don't really know the reasons, and some people are very makbet to keep them because it's all Jewish superstition, and that's okay. And one of the things he says there is, if you have a chicken in your house or a rooster in your house and it crows in an unusual way, get rid of it. And anything unusual in your house, get rid of. So all the people ask, how can he say that? The Gemara here says that's Darkei Amori. And so the answer that I saw was, I think it was the one of the notes of Caleb on the page said that the only problem is when you write in the Medayik in the Lashon, it says, Ha'omer shocht. If you say go shecht it, that's the problem. But if you go shecht it, that's not a problem. So the Gemara says, "What are you trying to trick Hashem?" He uses that lashon. You're trying to fool God. So I'm going to do it. I'm not going to say I'm doing what I'm doing it for. But Hashem doesn't know what you're doing it for. It's a foreign practice. So the Gemara had a different girsa. He said that ain bo mishum darkei mori. Even though the Gemara said before in Amud Aleph that the only one that's not a problem is that one. Right, so somehow he still says that this one's not a problem, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid said left it in his will to his children that they should always try to do that, and that's why the Ramah says it's mutter to do it. Fine. If someone says eshtev osir, drink and leave over, eshtev osir, drink and leave over, yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. That is the problem of darkei ha'amori, because the reason that you say it is because you want there to be bracha left over in your cup. You can tell your kids, don't have to drink the whole thing in one gulp. That's not a problem. It's when you're bedafka wanting to leave over some in the cup so that it should leftover should cause bracha. So that's darkei ha'amori. Hamevakaz beitzim bekosel, if somebody throws eggs against the wall, bifneho afrochim, in front of the young chicks, yesh bo mishum darkei ha'amori. It's also a problem. But you're pouring over the cup as a siman bracha.
Why is that siman bracha?
Because we said that anything that is so we're going to have it in a minute. I'm going to quote in a minute. Anything that's a Jewish custom that's been around for that's been tested and known to be a Jewish custom, that's not a problem of darkei ha'amori. So how do you know? So we're going to talk about it in 5 minutes. V'hamegis b'fidei afrochim. If somebody stirs a pot in front of the chickens, Yesh b'mushum darkei ha'amori. That's because of darkei ha'amori. Why are they doing all this? They're doing all this because they want to be a siman bracha for the chickens. Hamerakedes, if somebody dances, v'hamone, or if somebody counts, shivim ve'echad afrochim, 71 chicks, v'shvil shlo yamusu, so that the chicks shouldn't die, and rather they should be some kind of bracha from that. Yeshpo mishum darki homor. That's also a problem. Hamirakedes, if somebody dances lekutach in front of a kutach, kutach is a dip that comes up a lot in Shas. It's a dip made out of it's milchitz. It's a dairy dip, whatever it's made out of. Cracker, or is it? But somehow there's milk in there, or whey, some dairy product in there. Anyway, if somebody dances in front of the kutach, or v'hamishakeses la'adashim, or if somebody quiets down the people in the room when the lentils are cooking, or v'hamitzah vachas l'grizin, or if somebody shouts when the beans are cooking, somebody does any of these things, yeshbo mishum darke ho'amori. That's also a practice of goyim. Hamishatenes bifnei kidersa. If somebody urinates in front of the pot, bishvil shetesbashel mehira, so that it should cook faster, yeshbo mishum darke ho'amori. That is a problem of darke ho'amori. But aval nosnin kisem shel tut. If somebody throws in a remnant of a berry, the shivrei zechuchis, or the shards, pieces of glass, the kadeira in a pot, b'shvil tetzish bashel mehera, so that it should cook faster, that's okay. The chachamim osir, the chachamim say, not b'shivrei zechuchis, not the glass, why not? B'bnei ha-sakana, because it's a sakana. So that's pretty much it. There's a little more, but it's because I over here. So Moshe Feinstein has a fascinating tshuva. He was asked a question about a guy. The guy thinks he's Mashiach. He walks around all day telling everybody he's Mashiach. You know the tshuva? And not only that, it's a famous tshuva. Not only that, he walks around without any clothes on because he thinks he's Adam Harishon before the Chet. And this is what the guy does. So the question was, is this person a shote for purposes of being able to give a get? Or if he's a shota, he's crazy. He doesn't have das. He can't give a get. That was the question. And really, he's not crazy in terms of mentally crazy. He's just crazy in this one thing. He goes to work like everybody else. He can function like everybody else. But he thinks he's Mashiach. So does that make him a shota? It's called a shota l'dover echad. So Moshe said, no, it doesn't make him a shota. He's still a normal person. Even though he's nuts, in terms of Mashiach, he thinks he's Mashiach. It doesn't make him a crazy person. It doesn't make him a shota. Here's what he says. He says, whatever heter he said, it goes on for pages and pages. He's not considered a shota in this. He thinks he's Mashiach. If somebody bowed down to an idol, to a piece of wood, you wouldn't think he's a shota. Right? It's certainly foolish. Right? To believe in wood and stone. Somebody did that. Right, it could be a coworker. He's a normal person, right? Even though he's doing something that's absolutely ridiculous. El amrinim, what we say, who pikeach? He's normal if it's a Jew. V'rasha, but he's a Russia if he's Jewish, right? He's a Russia. Umechayvin lemisa, you chayv misa for bowing down to idols. V'kachos avzeh shemachzik atzel Mashiach. So too, if somebody thinks he's Mashiach, after who shtuz gadol, even though it's ridiculous, ein lahachshiva l'shota. We don't think he's crazy. Ella what? Dag also hayesera, extra daiga that he has, extra issue that he has, hat also shiroi alios Mashiach. It tilted him, it affected him, and it makes him think he's Mashiach. It's not a shota. Umemela, we're getting to the daf. Don't worry. Umemela, you can see already where it's coming. Umemela, efshelo dun od yoser. We could even say more than this. Shagam kol ma'isav hashtusim. All ma'isav shtusim in the world. Shenimshach mitzad to uso, which affected him, shehu Mashiach shalfi daito harahu tikkun haolam. Right, he thinks he's got to save the world. Ena machshivim oso l'shota l'kol davar. It doesn't make him a shota for everything in his life. I mean, therefore, he's considered a category of a shota. He can't function. He's not chayav mitzvos. But don't say that. The adam oso mitzad acheshbon eiz a shita. If somebody does something because he has a shita, v'derech shemachzik b'daito. And he thinks he's right. Af shehi sichlas gedula, even though it's absolutely folly and foolishness, lo nechshav shota b'zeh. You're not considered a shota for that. Kedemuchach ma'ovdei avodah zarah, like we proved from the people who worship idols. Shaharbe ma'isim shtusim asu. They do many foolish things. V'chol darkei hamori, and all the things in darkei hamori, all the things that people do to copy the goyim. Shenemru b'shabes daf samach zayin, that I mentioned here in today's daf. Hey, ma'ase shtus, they're all ridiculous, but v'yesh lahem dinei pikeach, If you do these things, it doesn't make it, you're still normal, you're still an intelligent person. You're just following something that's silly. So Rav Moshe uses this stuff in a halacha context, which is amazing, because you would never think you can get any halacha lemaisa out of this at all. But the gedarim of Darkei Amori are basically as follows. There's a sefer called Minhag Yisrael Torah, which they just came out with the new Chelek Vav. I just got it mamish last week, and it's only on two sifim in Shulchan Aruch and Yerodea, Simon Kuf Ayin Ches and Kuf Ayin Tes, which is all the simanim about Nichosh, magic, and copying Goyim. Unbelievable hashkacha process that I just got it, and he has many pages on Darkei Amori on copying Goyim, and on page Kuf Lamed Dalid he summarizes and says that again, if it's something that is tested and true, then it's not a problem. If it's a refuah that's tested and true, it's not a problem. There's a machlokas rishonim whether the tested and trueness has to be something authorized by the chachamim or not. The Ram says even if you have a tested thing which the Chacham didn't necessarily know about, that's also okay. He also says if it's something that's entirely Jewish, that's certainly okay. Like pouring, he has a whole section on Kaparis. Because the Mechaber, the Rajba says that Kaparis is Darkei Amori. Doing Kaparis, taking a chicken and twirling it over your head. And then the Ramah says, no, it's a minute kosher, it's a minute Yisrael. And he discusses, where do you draw the line between something that's Jewish and something that's not Jewish? It's a fine line that you have to know and you have to study, and he says even if it's something that only some people know about, he says here that the Nashim Vizikenos, right, the old women that have all these we would call them segules, and some people would call them a mishagas, a silliness. So if it's something that's tested and true, then you have to respect it, and then it's not a problem of Darkei Amori. One issue that he does bring up, which I thought was very very interesting to mention, is the red string. Right, so people wear a red string. They wear here chut adam, the red string, and he discusses it and he says that basically the bottom line is that there are sources that it's an okay thing to do. He quotes from the sefer of the sefer Divrei Torah Mahadura Tinyana. I don't know what that is. Os Ayin Aleph that Mara Adam Humora Al Din Gvura, that red is arouses the Gvura and it wards off the Ayin Hara, and there are. It starts off because the Tosefta in the back of the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says as follows: Eilu Devar Midarkei Amori. These are the following things that you're not allowed to do. Like we said in the Gemara, the thing with the Amoroi, the Toni Tana Amoroi, Rashi said that's all the Tosefta. But the Gemara didn't bring everything from the Tosefta. The Gemara left some things out. One of the things the Gemara left out was the following: Hakosher Hachut Adom Al Etzbo. If somebody ties a red string on his finger, so there's a machlokas whether if the Gemara left it out, then it's no longer an issue. And some say, no, if the Gemara didn't bring everything down, the Gemara only selected some. It's still a problem. But you have, so that's the machlokas we've shown him. Then there's the machlokas whether it only meant the finger, or even the whole body, or even, let's say, on your wrist. So there are some sources where it's okay. Then he says so he says over there that He has a question on it, whether on the finger would be a problem, but on the rest of the body it would be okay. And then he quotes from the Sefer of the Sefer Mishnah Yaakov that he discusses it again, and he ends off by saying that based on the fact that it was not mentioned in the Gemara, it's only in the Tosefta, he didn't think it would be a problem, and it would be okay. So it goes both ways. And he of course quotes the people that say you shouldn't do it. What? Okay, so what someone had said was that the reason they wear the red string was similar to painting the tree red, that people should see it and they should daven for you. Okay, right. So and then that wouldn't be a question of Darkei Amori. You're just doing it like the mitzvah to arouse rachamim from other people. Right. So the whole question about that nachash, looking at the nachash, was to remind you to daven to Hashem. Right, the Nasha had no magic. Well, that's an assumption that I didn't think I had to mention, that there is no power of magic. Everything comes from Hashem. And for some reason that's beyond us, it's certainly beyond the Staf Yom Yishir, that if you do certain things, it arouses Hashem's rachamim and it'll help in the healing process. And as we said before, the Rambam says that anything that's mutter all stems from nature. And the fact that we can't see how that could be true, that's our problem. Okay. Just a few more lines. Tana Rabbanan. Nosnin bull shel melach l'toch haner. You're allowed to take a fistful of salt and put it into the nair. Bishvil shetar v'tadlik, that it should light better. And Rashi says there's something wrong with that. You know, that's not magic. If you take salt, it'll somehow help the light increase. The nosnin tit v'charsis, you could take clay and mud, tachas haner, under an air, bishvil shetamtin v'tadlik, that it should slow down the candles burning. Again, Rashi says that's not magic at all, it's normal, because it Rashi says it cools off the fire that's there, and it allows the candle to burn slower. Amr of Zutra, Haiman de Michzi Shraga, if somebody covers a candle de Mishcha that has oil in it, and that what's going to happen is it's going to burn faster now. Umagali nafta, or he takes off the cover from a naft, then ka'over mishum baltashkis. You're over in baltashkis because you're wasting, because you're going to have it go burn faster, it's not going to be good for you. Chamra v'chai l'fum rabbanon. You're allowed to say wine and life in front of the rabbanon. Ein bo mishum darki amori. Basically, you're allowed to say l'chayim. What's the makar of saying l'chayim? When you drink a toast? Anybody know? Makarf is saying l'chaim is as follows. The Magalit Yam says it in Sanhedrin. When they would take out someone who was mechuyav misa, they would give him liquor and strong drink to make sure that he wouldn't, to sort of calm him down, get him a little drunk, so he wouldn't feel the effects of the misa that was going to be happening to him. So when we drink, we say l'chaim. Anyway, that's not a question of Darkei Mori. Meiser Rabbi Akiva, there's a story with Rabbi Akiva, she asked the Mishnah Lufno, he made a Mishnah for his son. V'alkol kos v'kos, each kos shehevi that they brought, Omer, he would say, Chamra v'chai, wine and life, l'fum rabbanon, to the rabbanon. Chai v'chamra, life and wine, he reverses it, l'fum rabbanon, l'fum talmidehon, in front of the rabbanon and in front of the talmidim. Why does he reverse it? So I saw one shot, because when he was talking to the Chachamim, he was telling them, by the way, you have to know that when you drink wine, you're not allowed to paskin, you're not allowed to learn Torah, because you're shikr. So he was saying, chai, first deal yourself with chai olam, which is Torah, then have a drink. But the Talmidim, there's a Gemara that says the Talmidim, they would give wine to Talmidim to sharpen them. Somehow wine had a sharpening effect. So the Talmidim, he would tell them first, they're not going to paskin anyway. So he would tell them first you drink wine, and after that, then you get sharp, and then you can have chai, then you can have olam haba. Hajjalachma Ma'isha, Hajjalachma Ma'isha, Hajjalachma Ma'isha. Tomorrow, we return back to earth. We return back to Paraklal Gadol. It's a very difficult, very halachal ma'isa parak. And we start the long journey into the actual malachos of Masechta Shabbos. Today's shir was learned Ila Nishmas, Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin. We do? What? No, no one can leave. Exactly.